Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Psychic Readings. I'm trying to get this music off. Oh, God, it's too funny. Here we go. Okay, welcome, everybody, to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Welcome to Psychic Reading Sunday with your hosts, Linus and Miss Nina. Phone number is 646-727-2914. Linus, I have 40-plus years of psychic tarot readings and healings. Miss Nina is a Reiki master, psychic, and also a teacher. We also welcome Dubai, Canada, Australia, England, and China to our listening audience. One question per caller, please, if you desire a more in-depth reading from Linus or Miss Nina, please contact us at Linus' website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. The hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night, and that's Pacific Standard Time. Well, we're on daylight saving time, but anyway. The chat room is always open. Please be kind and think about the other folks. Your moderator is Miss Nina. We will delete you from the show if your behavior becomes ugly and rude. You can also reach me at Facebook page, the Essence of Success Network. Okay, I believe that Miss Nina has a couple announcements, and then I'll do the prayer. Miss Nina?
Yes, I have one very important announcement. Happy anniversary to my son, Char, and my daughter-in-law, Charlene. It's their 12th anniversary, and I'm so happy to have you both in my lives. You two are awesome.
Happy anniversary. Go ahead. I was just saying, happy anniversary. Go ahead.
Yes. That is it for this week. Next week I'll have more because I have more birthdays. But <that's>
This is your busy month, Miss Nina, for birthdays. I understand that because I think we all go through it. That 1 or 2 months out the year is just like, wow, that they have a gathering, everybody's birthday is during this period. So, okay,
I think for us up here in Canada, I think maybe November's kind of cold and there's a lot of cuddling going on.
Alrighty then. Okay, instead of a prayer today, I thought I would read the 23rd Psalm. I know it by heart. I shouldn't say read, but anyway. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So be it. It is done. Okay, let's start now. Our first caller is area code 929. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Maribel.
Oh, hi, Maribel. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing really good. It's Sunday, but, you know, staying optimistic.
Okay. All righty. What can we answer for you today, young lady?
Well, basically, I wanted to know what you saw for me in terms of my love life, if anything will come to fruition soon.
I see in your love life that it's way off in the distance as far as a relationship. I see you meeting people and enjoying, but as far as a relationship, I see that's off in the distance. It's not close at all. So were you looking for companionship right now, a relationship?
Yeah.
Because I don't see anybody. Let me ask Miss Nina. I see it way off in the distance. Are you picking up anything, Miss Nina?
I'm picking up a lot of dating right now, but, yeah, you haven't come across this special someone. I see that happening around October, so it's a ways off yet. I think you got to work on this dating thing a little bit more to find this special someone.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that, because all they're showing me is it's at a distance. It's not close. But there's people that she's enjoying during this time until the right person come along. So, okay, Maribel, so there you go. Just enjoy the summer. And in October, then, you know, maybe the end of September, the 1st of October, start really clarifying what you're looking for in a man.
There, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, Lennis. Yes, you need to clarify what you're looking for in a partner. You're not clear on that right now, so the angels in the universe can't help you. So be clear on what you want in a man.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are okay, Maribel. Well, thank you for calling, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Okay, thank you. Next call, area code 631. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. It's Joanne from Long Island. How you doing?
Fine. This is who? I'm sorry.
Joanne.
Joanne? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Joanne. What can we help you with today, young lady?
Thank you. I hate to be redundant with the question, but I'm just wondering if there is a man coming in and if I will ever be connected with my twin flame in this lifetime.
You have already.
I already did.
You have already. You did that in your 30s. Yep. Came and gone. You made connection in your 30s with your twin flame. So your twin flame doesn't have to be a male. It can be a female. What makes you think a twin flame is a male? It can be either sex.
I thought a soulmate could be more of like a female parent. Pet. I thought a twin flame was something more of a direct, you know, if you will, male-female, you know, bond.
Not always.
Not always. Go ahead, Nina. No.
It's not always a male-female male bond. It can be mother-daughter. It can be two girls. It can be two guys. It's not necessarily a romantic bond.
Oh, okay. See, I was under the impression that soulmate could be either or, but I thought twin flame was just in a more romantic set. But in my 30s, so if that's the case, then, like, what happened to this person? I mean, I've had my friends for 45 years, 35 years. I'm 48. And I'm pretty close with, you know, who I keep my circle small.
Doesn't mean that your twin flame, because you have interacted with this person, mean that that person was going to remain in your life. It might not have been that way. It was probably for y'all just to meet, exchange conversation, and go on your way. Now, as far as your soulmate, that's a little bit different. I'm getting the name Joshua for a soulmate. But I'm not seeing what he looks like, but they're telling me his name is Joshua. In fact, now I can see his name in front of my eyes. He's not what you think. So I'm going to put it like this. He's not, if you're an African-American woman, he's not a black man.
No, I'm a Caucasian female. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he can be either Middle Eastern or, and this is his background. This isn't, I mean, you know, his family, if they say, oh, my family's from Syria. Okay.
Right.
But he's different from what you are used to or what your desire. Opposites do attract. And this Joshua guy is opposite of you, but you two blend. You blend together. Mm-hmm. So, but you haven't met him yet. Joshua's coming. I see September, right after the holiday.
Really?
Right after Labor
Day
weekend.
It's interesting because I'm an esthetician and I work for a therapeutic spa. My boss is Indian. And a lot of Indian clientele come in. And I just really, just spiritually connect with these people. You know, this particular, like, religion of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I've only dated Caucasian men throughout my lifetime. And that's interesting that you say that, because I've never even been in a situation where, now I have African-American in my family, but I personally have only dated, you know, white men. And I'm wondering
that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. That's just your preference.
No.
That's fine. But it's just that this man that you're going to be involved with, he's not white. Now, is he East Indian? I don't know. I just get the name Joshua. But he's different from other men that you've dated. So that's why I wanted to say that. He's different from other. So he's not a white guy. Is he East Indian? I don't know. All I know is I see the name Joshua in front of me. And after Labor Day weekend,
Joshua.
You'll meet him. Huh?
Really? Hello.
Yeah, you're going to meet him after Labor Day weekend.
Well, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've been in a good relationship. Now, will this be a relationship, do you think?
Yes, it is. You two can have a relationship, yeah. You both will be teaching each other things, learning. Learning
that's
and growing
important.
Together. That's why I said opposites that's attract, but you two blend. So that means that you're going to be learning from each other, filling each other's void, learning new things, you know. So this is great. It's the best
I
way to grow.
It.
It's better to be friends first than lovers. Friends first and then lovers second, because then you understand
totally
you more about
you.
The person. Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
if you have, you know, when you have sex with a person before you get to know them, then it becomes emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you've had sex. So you already know, which is good, but I'll just put it out there for the rest of the callers. When you have sex first before you get to know that person and you wonder why they haven't come back, is because you gave up your blessing, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't do that. Know them as a friend. Because that way, if it doesn't work out, it's okay. Your emotions haven't gotten involved. You're just like, well, you know, you're not really what I'm looking for. God bless, move on. But if you have sex, now it's on a different level. There's a different scenario already. So, you know, I tell women, hold yourself. Don't give your, you know, you're good, Joanne, you know.
I firmly agree with you.
Yourself.
And I think a lot of that comes with time and maturity and experience in relationships. And I think just being confident women that we don't have to put it out there like that. You know,
we're
good in our own skin. And I'm just excited to hear that maybe this Joshua person will be around in September, because not that I've been holding out, certainly not, but I just haven't been letting in either, because I haven't seen any quality or anything like you say that can challenge my mind, make me learn, be a partner. You know, and you can't look. It just has to come from the universe, you know.
There you go.
God sent him. Well, I'm really happy to hear that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joanne. And call us back in September and tell us about your new love.
I sure will. Have a blessed Sunday.
You too.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller, area code. Oops, did something wrong there. Here we go. Come on, next caller is...
482. You want me to do it?
480, but yeah, would you click it, please? 480.
Yeah.
Thank you.
480.
Hi, 480. Hi, ladies, how are you?
We're good.
Good, good. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, quick question for you. A friend of mine is moving. They're moving. Her and her husband are moving for a new job, and they're looking. They're going to make an introduction between myself and the people that they're working for, because they're in other areas that I used to be involved in, and I just kind of wanted to see if there's a connection there for some type of employment.
I'm getting a blank slate. What are you getting with Nina?
That's what I'm getting, too. Can I have some first names here? You got any
first? Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, Tammy and Gerard are my friends, and they're going to work for a family overseas. And I don't know their information, but I know Peter is, like, the right-hand man to the family.
Okay, so what are you looking for Peter to hire you to also go overseas?
Well, yeah, there's gonna be an introduction once they get over there, and then that there would be what we're looking at is if what I've done in the past is a match for what they currently do with their bank, and then that would lead to some type of employment opportunity.
Okay, well, I'm seeing a bit of reluctance right now and a delay. That's not to say you may not get hired, but there's a reluctance there from one of these people, from one of the three. But then also I see there's a delay so that eventually you will get, yeah, eventually, but there's a delay.
Yeah.
It's happening to do with paperwork, Michael. Yeah, I'm seeing it happen to do with paperwork. Go
yeah,
ahead, Ms. Nina.
That's what I'm seeing, too. It will be cleared up by the end of the year, but not before that.
Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm not holding anything to it, you know, like where I'm holding on going, oh, boy, I hope this comes through. I mean, if the conversations happen to go well, great. If not, then, it's, you know, all right, fine.
Oh, well, that's good because that gives you options then, and everyone should have an option. For sure there is a delay with paperwork, and I see, you know, decision being made one way or the other before the end of the year.
Oh, so wonderful. Okay. Say that last part again.
Just don't hold your breath.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, no.
Michael, I wanted to tell you this. I saw this while Ms. Nina was talking. I see you working around water. Something has to do with water. That's what I see you working around. Or do you work on
really?
Boats or anything like that? Or
I'm in the desert, so
life?
That's a little difficult.
You're in the what?
I'm in the desert.
Okay. Well, maybe
yeah,
it's
I'm
a
in
new
the desert,
job
right?
that you're going to get, but I see you working around water, and I'm seeing boats. What that means, I don't know. Like, are you working on a boat? Are you a crew or whatever? But just because you're in the desert, that doesn't mean anything. You know, life can change in a wink of an eye. You could be next Friday somewhere near the water and like, wow, they just told me that on Sunday. I didn't believe it.
Hey, I'd be okay with SoCal or South Florida, that's for sure.
Lennis was talking, I picked up Singapore.
Ah,
I'm sorry, you picked up what?
Singapore.
I'm sorry, it broke up again. I apologize.
Singapore.
Really? Interesting.
Really?
Because I've been in the banking industry, and that's a huge hub.
Yeah, that's what I picked up. When Lennis was talking to you about water, that's what the angels popped into my head, Singapore.
Hey.
I'd be all right with
that
too.
Maybe bigger money than what you were going with your friends.
Well, Well, my friends are actually working for a sheikh in Bahrain. He's a world-class horse trainer, and they own, obviously, oil and banks. So it's, yeah, kind of a interesting combination there.
No kidding.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, Mike, well, think about what we told you, and remember what Nina said, Singapore.
Hey, I'm down.
It's meant for you to work overseas or to be overseas, so it's coming. But like she said, don't hold your breath. Just be patient. You'll get your answers by December 31st, if not before. Okay?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thanks, ladies.
You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week.
You as well.
Okay. Area code 630. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, okay. Next call, area code 202. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dee.
Dee, okay. How are you doing, Bee?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you, ladies?
Oh, fine.
We're doing awesome.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for taking my call. My question has to do with, I guess, finances. I just got hired, or I'm in the process of getting hired from this organization that I've been temping with for some time, but I'm still feeling really underwater with bills and wondering what you might see as far as any financial improvement, hopefully, outside of just my normal salary.
Yep, I see you working a part-time job, 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. I came right up while you were talking. Second job. But you only do it for 4 hours a week. And you know what popped up was Starbucks, and I was questioning that. And I know you're not supposed to question because whatever they show you, that's what it is. But they showed me Starbucks, but it's just 4 hours a week, 3 days, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But that bit of extra pay helps you tremendously. It does.
Okay. Okay.
Miss Nina?
Yeah, as soon as you started talking, I saw $3 signs, so yeah, something you are definitely going to get out of the rut you're in.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah,
so
I just got a note from my landlord.
They want you to move right away.
Oh no, they're. I am so tremendously grateful. They've been really patient with me. I didn't realize that my June rent had bounced, and they were just letting me know, knowing that I would do what I can to take care of it. But I can't keep letting them float me the way they have.
Oh no. Well, do apply for a second job part time, and start with Starbucks, and then go from there. Also, let me tell you, there's somebody that's going to help you. His name is John. He's a big man. He's tall and kind of thick. He's not obese or anything like that. He's just a big man, like a big football player, but tall. He would help you. He's a relative.
Okay.
I think you know John or Jonathan, whoever he is. But anyway, he will give you, I'm seeing $2,000 right now to help you. And you can just pay him off whenever. Yeah, he's a generous person. I see this. He's married. Yeah. Older guy. Well, not that old, but I would say he's probably late 50s, early 60s. But anyway, he would help you, and he would tell you just pay him back when you can, you know, a month. If you can't give him a 50 a month, hey, that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
He's a generous, real nice guy, so you might know who this is. Older couple, but they're highly thought of, family or friends. But if you asked him, you know, that you're in a bind, could he help you out? Now, you might say, could you get, you know, I need $1,000. He'll double that. That's what I'm telling
you.
I see him giving you $2,000. You may only ask for $1,000, but he'll give you two. And he's doing this to make sure that you're able to, you know, to bring yourself back up to date. So it's just really nice. They're good people. Really good people.
Wow. Okay. I'll have to figure out who that could be.
Yeah, well, Just think about it. Think about people in your family or friends of your family, you know, that are kind of well-to-do. You know what I mean? I'm not saying them like they're fabulously rich or anything like that, but they're well-to-do and they're just a loving couple and they don't mind helping people out.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, that's very encouraging.
Yeah, so just think in your family or if you have siblings, call and just say, do we have older friends in our family or relatives, you know, that, you know, living comfortably, a real nice couple. Don't talk about money. Just say they're a real nice couple, very generous and nice. And then, you know, as you're talking, because, you know, closed mouth don't get fed, so ask. Because then you'll know. You're like, oh, that's who Linus was talking about. Okay, now I know. Yeah. Okay. And that'll kind of get you out that bind right now. Okay.
All right. That sounds good. Okay. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you have a wonderful week. And congratulations on your second job.
Hello. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. And now we're... Area code 901. You're on the line with Linus and Nina.
This is Annabelle. How you ladies doing?
Hi, Annabelle. How you doing, woman?
I'm good. Linus, you know, we were talking about some of my father's assets, and my little brother mentioned something like that. So do you have any inkling as to when I or members will be contacted?
Oh, just shortly, before this month ends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quick, yeah, before this month ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, there's something already going on that it's in the mix, so to speak. But, in fact, all y'all should be getting checks in August. All of you should be getting checks. Yep. Maybe you more so than the others, but yeah, it will be resolved by July 31st, so you're going to know pretty quick, because I feel it rapid, like rapidness, so that's what tells me it's going to be quick. It's not going to be long.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. Y'all have a good one, okay?
You too.
Okay, you too. All right, thanks for calling, Annabelle.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Have a good week. Why I keep having the blue. Anyway, area code 713. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Myrna.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Terrific.
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. And what can we answer for you, young lady?
I'm calling to see, where do you see me moving? Because I'm definitely getting out of where I'm at now. I just can't narrow down where I'm going to go.
5 miles from where you're at. I got that right away.
5 miles?
I'm seeing a duplex and a possibility of a townhome. Yeah. 5 miles from you, from wherever you're living at right now is 5 miles from there. It's closer to a cooler climate. Why am I getting that? Maybe it's in a valley. It's just a cooler climate.
5 miles is definitely not cooler, I'll tell you that. I live in Houston, Texas, so.
Yeah. Okay, maybe the temperature's nice. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
I said maybe the central air.
Okay, so 5 months, like you don't see me moving out of state or out of the country at all?
No, I just saw that you're moving 5 miles from where you're at.
Okay.
No.
I'll accept that.
But anyway, it's either a duplex that you're moving to or a townhome. But like Miss Nina said, it's air conditioned. So it is nicer. And the rent might be, Myrna, a little cheaper. When I say a little, like $50 to $75 cheaper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
Okay. Well, we wish
thank
you
very much.
Best. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, Myrna. Thank you for calling. Okay. Area code 313, you're on the line with Linus and
Hi,
Linus.
How are you?
Hi.
Fine.
Hello.
This? We're here.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead. Ma'am, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Well, call back. Call back when you get a better connection. Okay. All right, next caller, area code 718. You are on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
This is Mindy from New York. Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Hi,
yes,
Mindy.
Tell me your name.
Hi. I was going to relocate. I tried hard for like 2 years. I couldn't figure out how to do it financially or whatever. A lot of doors were closing. So now I decide, okay, whether it's timing or not the right place, I'll just let it go, you know, let the universe handle it. But now I'm saying I have to reengage because I disengaged from people, places, and things, you know, preparing to move. And I just wonder what you see coming up for me in the next few months.
In your move?
In anything, whatever you see. I think I'm not moving. Like, I can't figure out how to do it. So
okay.
I just don't know.
Spell your name to me, because I don't think I got it right.
M-I-N-D-Y.
Mindy. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's
okay,
correct.
That's pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me concentrate here. Oh, my God. My head just started pounding. Whew. Mindy, you're stressed. You're stressing about this. You have too many irons in the fire. It looks like you're so busy that you're too busy.
Mm-hmm.
Too many things going on at once. You need to focus on one or two things. I'm serious. She just gave me a horrible headache. You need to focus on one or two things. What are you seeing, Miss Nina?
I'm seeing same thing. You need to concentrate on what you really want and let that be known to the universe, because right now you are scattered, so the universe is scattered in its interpretation of what should be happening.
Mm-hmm.
That, calm down. Calm down.
There you go.
And just let things happen.
Exactly. That has been what I decided to do, and I actually feel much better. I don't feel the stress now. I was, and I said, no, this is not the right way to go about things.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy, you're a powerful woman. Don't stop second-guessing yourself.
I'm not second-guessing myself. I just can't figure out the way to do it.
That's second-guessing.
Oh, okay.
Just let things happen.
Exactly, yes.
Just let it go, let things happen, and you know what? You'll end up in a much better place. So just relax, take things one thing at a time, one day at a time, as they say, and just move forward. No more looking back, look ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mindy?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 313, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's
this?
How
are you? Hi, how are you?
Fine.
That's good. Hi, Lee. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
My name is Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Yeah, terrific.
It's great. It's so hot.
But I
anyway,
know.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, when will I hear from Sam, and how is he currently feeling about me at this present moment?
And I was listening to what you were saying, Sam.
But go ahead, honey.
And I was listening when you were saying, like, when you first, have sex with a person before, like, meeting. I mean, like, getting to know. That's what we kind of started off doing. So does that have an effect on how we is now?
Well, what's his name, Sam?
Yes, ma'am.
Is Sam? Okay. Concentrate on him now. Okay. Well, he loves your body. Good God Almighty. He's in his mind. Banging. She is banging. I'm like, oh, my God. Get out of my head.
Okay. You said what?
Well, you know what? He wants to communicate with you.
It don't seem like I text, don't respond back. I text, I tell him I miss him, don't respond back. It just would be ignoring me. I don't know.
Turn it around and ignore him. See what happens.
Right, I know that's right. That's it. That's even if he even thinks to text or call. He don't even do neither. Go ahead.
Don't wait for him. That's what I'm picking up. I know, Lennis, you were picking up something else, but I would say move on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up. Move on. There's somebody else. There's definitely somebody else.
Yeah. Definitely.
Somebody else is going to, and that other person is going to treat you like the queen you deserve to be treated like.
Amen.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just.
Thank you, lady.
Delete, Sam. It was just a bump in the road, okay? He served a purpose. Sherelle, you served a purpose. Move on. Go on, girl. You're better than that. Like Nina said, you're a queen. So don't accept anything less.
Thank you.
But do try when you meet somebody, start with friendships at first. Be a friend. Kind of get to know them. You know, even if they're hot and you're like, whoa. But get to know them as a friend and see if it's even worth you giving them your blessing. Okay?
Right.
May not even be worth you giving a blessing. Be like, he's a, what do they call it, peasant. You know, you don't even deserve you. So, yeah, just think about that. But there is somebody. There's a light-skinned man coming. So,
Okay.
Just go with the flow. Like Nina said, just go with the flow. And as things come up, you just, communicate.
Okay.
Communicate. All right.
Thank you
already know you're a beautiful woman. So, you want the man to look at your mind. In your heart, not your body. You know you're fine, so that's not there's no problem there. But you want to look at your mind. Huh?
Actually, I'm kind of insecure about myself. I don't know why, but.
Did you what about
anyway,
yourself?
Insecure.
You take care of yourself?
No, insecure.
Well, insecure. No.
Hi.
You're not being insecure. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Miss Neal.
I think everybody is insecure about themselves to a certain point, but you shouldn't be insecure about yourself, my dear. You are a beautiful woman inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
And let that show. Somebody you will find that somebody.
Mm-hmm. It'll be deserving of your love, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Okay? Yes.
Okay.
For sure. All right.
Thank you,
well,
ladies.
I'll
let y'all get to y'all next caller.
Okay, well, thank you, Sherelle, for calling. We wish you the best. Oh, God, she left. Okay. Area code 559, you're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Gwendolyn from Fresno.
Hi, Gwendolyn.
Oh, hi, Gwendolyn. How are ya?
How are you doing? I'm not doing so good, Lennis. Having a hard time. It's been, about... Yeah, my friend passed away.
Yes, yes.
We were very close, so I'm still having a hard time with that. And when he did pass, I lost my job, lost where I live. I do have unemployment, but I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm starting all over again, and I'm like, what do I do? I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, have you found an apartment or a room somewhere to live just for temporarily?
Yes, our owner is, he's a sweetheart. Our owner is working with me until I can get my finances straightened out. I'll be 62 in November, so at least I could get my Social Security. So in the meantime,
yes.
I'm trying to, you know, he's going to work with me so that I will at least have a roof over my head.
Good.
But it's
good.
Like starting all over again. At 61, 62 years old, I'm frantic.
Well, Gwendolyn, I do have a little piece of advice I'm picking up. I'm sending you Reiki right now, my dear. But it's because you're frightened right now that things are not going as smoothly as you need them. If you let go of the fear and let God and your angels help you, they will help you. So give it up to God. Give it up to your angels, this fear. Give the negativity away, and positive things will happen for you.
They will?
They will.
Yeah.
You have to be positive. Like, get rid of this negativity.
Let that negativity go. Just think positive. You know what? I did the 23rd song at the beginning of the show, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
All right.
Say
yes,
that.
I know
Wait
that.
A minute. After you say that line, then say, I receive the money for me to live or to be comfortable. You're saying, you know, when you do that, because you're telling God, God is telling you he's your shepherd, that you should not want for anything. So, okay, I shall not want, then I receive the money needed for me to live comfortably. And just say that every day. I bet you'll see a difference. Like Nina's saying, let your angels come in. Quit fighting people. Let it come in. Let them talk to you. Let them move. You got people helping you already. They're angels. Okay?
Yeah.
In their own way of assisting you. So, yeah, let the rest of them come in. Anybody that wants to help or give you a good word or pray for you or, hey, maybe a little job or something, who knows. But, yeah, let them help you for your Social Security and stuff. But let the angels come in. Yeah, just think positive. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I receive X amount of money so I can live comfortable. And
okay.
It will come about, believe me, okay?
Okay, okay, I will do that.
Gwendolyn?
You know,
yes?
Go ahead, Nina.
Call us back next week and tell us of the positive changes you've seen in your life by just doing this little thing that Lettuce has asked you to do. Call us back next week and tell us what positive changes have happened.
Okay.
Oh, right on. Okay. So you're going to start saying that today and do it for the next 7 days. When you call us next Sunday, you're going to be able to tell Nina what positive results have happened from that. Right?
Okay. Okay. I am. I sure will.
All right.
Okay.
There we go. You're already more positive. You just watch what the fantastic things that are going to happen to you this week. I feel it.
Well,
really.
I received that one. Okay, I will.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Gwendolyn, thank you for calling, and we know your week is going to be good, so we're looking to hear from you next Sunday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a wonderful week, my friend. Okay, area code 559. Isn't that you, Gwendolyn?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Did you want to continue to listen to the show, or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Area code 619. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Area code 619. Go ahead.
Hello. This is Donna. Hello.
Donna?
Donna, yes.
Okay. How are you doing today, Donna?
I'm doing pretty good. It's raining. It's kind of odd weather, but other than that.
Yeah, it's raining.
July,
where are you located?
I'm in San Diego, of all. No.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like pouring. It's
you
like
guys are
pouring.
Having
fun. It's so bizarre.
But you know what? That's good because California needs
for
rain.
July,
God
even.
Bless, hon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, God bless.
You hear
bless.
That noise?
No.
Hey, Donna, what question do you have for us?
You know what? I can't. Sound is really off on my phone. I'm not sure if it's the storm or what.
Oh, you can't hear us? Oh, she hung up. I guess she couldn't hear us, maybe because of the storm. Okay, well, next call, area code 610. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
610. Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Nina. Hi, Linus. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
This is Sonia. Happy Sunday to everyone.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. I'm not sure if you guys remember me, but I did call in last week about a real estate question. And one of the things that, because I had a rental property for sale, and one of the things that Nina advised me was to remove the take off on the table, the home warranty, and I did. Actually, that's the next day. Because what had happened is that as I was looking at the pricing, she had told me the pricing for a single home. And then when I looked at it, it was like over $1,000, and that was just the basic. If you want to add things on, it was like $60 more, $70 more. And I'm like, this is crazy. And honestly, you know, like she told me, that's really not going to break or make the deal. So now I just took it off the table totally.
There you go.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. It's so funny because you had told me that, and it's like you almost picked that up, and then boom, when I look at the price, I almost like, you know, I almost passed out.
I'm glad you followed Nina's recommendation. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I mean, no great person had called you, just one guy, and he's trying to clean up his credit, so I'm still hoping things will pick up, you know, so I'm thinking positively.
If you get another offer, take it.
No, I haven't gotten not even one offer yet, not even one showing. People are just calling, but nobody has gone to see the place, just from the outside. Because we were asking for pre-approval, and he didn't have it because he's trying to clean up his credit. Because if I showed it to everybody without knowing who's serious and who's not, then we're wasting everybody's time. So that's the only thing I'm asking for is a pre-approval. You know, I think it makes sense.
Oh, for
of
sure.
Huh?
Have you had an open house yet?
No, the thing is with a rental property, especially in that area, and the tenants downstairs, that's not going to be possible. Because the type of people that would go in there and anybody could come in the house and steal the people's stuff and then, you know, so.
Well, if you have, you know, two or three of you doing the open house, you can kind of keep an eye on things. I think an open house is probably a good idea.
Oh, okay. I mean, I discussed it with a realtor, but we're back always with the same questions and, you know, what if they would, you know, take stuff and then tenants would want to make me liable and I already have enough problems with them. So, you know, but people are calling and I guess that's a good sign. So.
Okay. Well, the pre-approval is smart. That's,
yeah.
You know, that gets rid of
yeah.
the looky-loo if they're not
yeah,
serious and you don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What would you like for Nina to answer? Thank you for the validation.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, since I took that off and, you know, everything is out on the table now, I mean, I guess you did tell me the last time. I think you said you were picking up the next couple of months, like by the end of August. You told me you see it being sold, at least something solid. So.
Yeah, I do still see it being sold by the end of August, but I still think that with extra people, you should have an open house.
Okay. All right, I'll propose that to her and see what she says. You know, maybe another few realtors who can hang out at the property for 2 hours, you know. Maybe one upstairs, one and shadow the people that come in. That would be the only way.
Well, you
don't want to
sure.
do it for a long period of time. Yeah, go ahead.
No, 2 hours should be good enough, and I'll make sure the outside looks nice and clean. Like this weekend, I got someone to mow the lawn and, you know, clean the area for me. So I try to do that every so many weeks, you know, make it look nice outside. So.
Yeah, curb appeal is very important when you're selling property. So it has to look nice from the outside, because if it doesn't, people are just going to drive by and not give you that call to go inside and look.
Right, right. It's deceiving because it looks really small from the inside, and once they go in, the downstairs look like a New York-style apartment. It's so massive. You know, the nice hardwood flooring and the kitchen, it's very, very spacious. So.
Well, if there's pictures up, you should do well with the pictures.
Yeah, yes. Pictures are very good.
Yeah. Well, something
okay.
Good. I can see it happening by the end of August. Mm-hmm. Have that open house. Get your realtor. She's working for you. She wants that money. She's got to work.
Okay. I'll talk to her about it. Thank you so much, Nina. And thank you, Linus.
Oh, you're most welcome. Congratulations to you.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Keep going. You're doing good.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week. And thanks for calling,
you
Sonia.
Too.
And thanks for the
thank
validation
you.
For Ms.
Sure.
Nina. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Okay.
Right. Okay, next caller, 443. 443, you're on the air with Linus and Nina.
Hi, ladies.
Who's this?
This is Brenda.
Hi.
I got to tell you, I look forward to this show every week. Every week. I might not call in, but I listen. So, yeah, make the kids be quiet. So, but I was calling with questions about employment.
Okay,
looking
what's
for
your name?
A job. It's Brenda. I'm sorry, I'm Brenda.
Okay, that's okay. You want to know what's coming up for employment?
Yeah,
is there any particular field,
mm-hmm.
Brenda, that you like?
Well, I was technical writing, and my contract ended in July 1st, actually. And it was supposed to be a long-term contract, but it the funding, you know, ran out. So back to looking and have some interviews, but nothing yet.
Okay.
So I didn't know if you see anything coming up anytime soon.
Linus, I keep seeing a 3. What does that mean?
3 weeks or 3 months?
That 3 just keeps flashing at me.
Do you have 3 kids? I think.
I have 2 kids. But I actually have 3 offers, kinda, sorta. I had one interview that I'm waiting to hear back from. Another. Company I interviewed with, they have referred my resume on to the hiring manager, and then another position waiting to hear back on. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's it, and you're going to have 3 choices.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's what the 3. So she's going to have 3 options. Which job do you take?
Yeah,
pick the one that pays the most.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, I know. I'm like, yeah, that is a factor. We need cash. I'm just trying to be patient while I wait. But
be patient, be positive. It will happen.
Yes, it
will.
You will be working.
I can say I feel good. I feel good. But since I've been home, I've been working on my vision board. Cleaning out my house, like clutter and things I haven't been. We moved maybe about 4 months ago, so we're still unpacking, so I'm getting the house in order. So I'm keeping my mind busy because I'm doing, I'm doing things that are making me happy.
There you go.
So.
Yeah.
I'll call you guys and let you know.
Yeah, because we're confirming it. Nina and I are confirming it, and you have too, so it's a validation. You got 3 options. It's up to you, whichever job you want to take of the 3.
Oh, that sounds good to me. That sounds good.
So see, they're working.
They are. I know. I just I think I wanted that confirmation from you guys. But
oh, you've got it. You've got the confirmation.
You got it.
Yeah, well, I will. I'll check in when I land. I'll call you back and let you know where I ended up.
Please do.
I
please
will.
Do, Brenda.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Have
a
great
calling. I'm going
to
say congratulations because I know you're going
to
be working shortly.
I can't wait. I wanted to tell you that when I hear you talk about Starbucks, I worked at Starbucks for about 5 years, a part-time job, and that was my best job ever.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. They have good benefits. It just worked for my life. So I laugh when I hear you. Like you, I think you told a caller maybe 3 or 4
yeah,
calls back.
Yeah, part-time. Yeah.
Part Starbucks.
Go to
it was
Starbucks.
A good, great part-time job. So I'm confirming
well,
that.
Wonderful.
But, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well thank you for that little tidbit.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
All right, Brenda. Bye-bye. Congratulations. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 203. You're on the line with Lenis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Hanging in there. Got my problems. I am going to have to move in about 3 to 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks, about 3 weeks. And I don't have a place to go to yet. I thought I was going to go to this place, and then I realized, oh, my gosh, that the place is wrong. It's too small, and I'm stuck here. And I've got a big place, 4 bedrooms right now, and obviously, you know, I don't want to be going to storage and doing something temporary. I was just wondering if you could see anything that's going to work out particularly well for me.
Well, Claire, what I saw was that you were living in another house downstairs. This older lady, I'm seeing Sylvia or Gloria, but she owns a house, but the bottom part of the house, they've turned it into like a little bit more than a studio apartment. But the rent is real cheap. And I know you're saying you're not going to want to put your stuff in storage, but if you've got 4 bedrooms, are you okay to pay rent on another house or buy another home?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you didn't want to put your stuff in storage, so I'm taking it that you own the house that you're in, right?
Oh, no. I'm renting, but the landlords are coming back. And they're literally physically moving back on the date, next month, you know, the 15th, and I have to be out of here. So
you have 4 bedrooms of furniture?
I've got 3 bedrooms. It's a 4-bedroom house, but I've got enough for yeah, living room, family room, dining room, and 2 bedrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big house, and I've got a lot of furniture.
And you have to move?
I have to move.
Yeah, because the owners
are
coming back for their house. They're going to move back in their home. She was renting it. She's going to have to put her stuff in storage. I mean, I'm not going to say you have to. What I see is you're putting it in storage, and you're living in this house downstairs, and the woman's name, like I said, is either Sylvia or Gloria, and the rent is cheap until you find somewhere where you really want to live. It helps you to save some money.
Okay.
What are you seeing, Miss Nina?
I'm seeing her renting another fairly large house and having some roommates.
Mm.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I do now. That's what I do now. I actually have a big house. It's a very expensive place to live of this area in California. And I got this nice 4-bedroom, and I use 2 of the bedrooms, and then I rent out the other 2. And that offsets the cost.
I see that happening for you again.
I just wonder if I'm going to find that before I do this temporary thing of going to live with somebody else, you know. I mean, I'm just wondering, I only have 3 weeks. Just wondering if it's going to happen in 3 weeks.
I'm not seeing it happening in 3 weeks, Lennis, are you?
No.
No.
I see her moving in the bottom of this house. I don't see her finding another four-bedroom house right away.
No, not
but
right
you
away.
You go ahead. You see it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not right away, but it is going to happen. You will find someplace. It's just not right away. I think because the housing market is a little bit difficult right now. But, yeah, you will definitely find someplace.
Okay. So it looks like I might be going into storage.
Yep. But it's a temporary measure. It's not a permanent. So I want you to think positive and think this is just for the moment. This is not forever and a day. You know what I mean? This is just for a few months, and then I'll be back. I can get another home and get some roommates, and you'll be fine. Sometimes we have to take a low. You know, my father said you have to crawl before you walk, and once you stand up, then start running. So you've got 3 weeks to find storage place and also find somewhere to live that's not going to cost you a lot. That's why I saw you at the bottom of this house, because you're able to save money. It's like, I don't know, maybe they charge you $300 a month. So now you got $1,000 you can save for a few months to put with when you go to rent another home.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So it works for you. Now, whether you do it or not, that's up to you, you know. But I know that what I'm seeing right now, it works for you to save some money to move to another domain. Nina, did you want to add to it? Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead, Claire. What were you going to say?
Since I'm such a mess, could I ask you another question?
No, you have to go to my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com.
Okay, no problem.
Claire, go in the chat room. I can answer a question for you in there.
Okay,
oh, there
I have trouble signing in, but I will try.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Oh. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome,
so
Claire. Uh-huh. Area code 708. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis and Nina. It's Honeybee.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Honeybee. Oh, I know Nina's glad to hear you.
I love me some Nina. Yes, I do.
Wonderful. What you up to?
Okay, I want to make some really big moves. I've been in this little small town for 20 years, and all the opportunities, the jobs with pay, all the pretty men, they live in the big city. So I want to make a move, but I don't know. I've been in the country for so long, I don't know if I can handle the big city again.
You know what I told you already?
Yep.
I see you moving to Oregon.
Ooh,
West
what
Coast
I want to go to Oregon.
In Oregon. Yeah, I don't know why. I just see you, Oregon, the state Oregon. I mean,
is
they got
that where
major
the men
cities,
and the money are?
I don't know about that. You need to go to like Atlanta, L.A. Not Chicago. Too much violence. I don't
That's
know. Atlanta's got a lot of professional men down there. You just have to be able to distinguish between the DLs and the straight ones.
You know, when I considered moving back to Chicago, that's a 90-mile move, and it's back home. I'm already familiar with Chicago. If I move to a different state, I'll really feel out of place. I don't have friends to help me adjust. I don't know the area. It's just I want to make a move, but I don't want to make a huge move.
Do you want to go back home?
Yep, I kind of do, but I'm scared. I'm scared of Chicago. I was born and raised there, lived there 25 years, but I am afraid of Chicago and taking my 20-year-old son back to Chicago.
Nina, what are you picking up for Honeybee?
I've already told her I do not see her moving back there. It's not a good place for you, just not. Somewhere else, maybe, but not Chicago.
What about suburbs?
Still Chicago.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
No.
So, do I have angels? How do I know if I have angels? Because maybe I can ask them what my next move is supposed to be.
You can ask
okay.
them. You don't have to. You all. Everyone has angels. Everyone does. And all you have to do is ask them. They will provide the answer for you one way or the other. Either you'll get it in a dream, or it will just come to you. It will come. Your angels are there.
Do all these angels work, or do, you know, because I'm thinking mine are just sitting around drinking beer.
No! Honeybee, stop! They're just shooting the breeze. What's going on? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going down there. Check it out.
Oh, lazy archangels. I need some angels to put in work. Now I'm at a crossroads and the roads, and I don't know what to do.
Honey, the reason why you aren't getting clarification from your angels is because you're not really believing in them. You have not directly asked them anything. It's still, are you really there? Are you sleeping? Are you drinking beer? No. Believe in them. They're there. Ask them directly. Help me,
what,
please.
What, do they offer direction and love advice? I mean, like, you know, like Linus and Nina, or I don't
know.
I don't know how to handle angels. I really don't.
Well, that's probably why you're not getting any answers. But if you ask your angels directly, but they're not going to, you know, they're not going to say, yeah, you got a guy coming around in 2 months' time. That's not going to happen.
Well, what good are they?
They're there to help you spiritually and emotionally.
Okay.
Lennis and I can help you with the rest.
Okay, good. So I got
okay,
Nina,
wait,
Lennis,
wait.
And the drunken angel.
Wait. You got two angels, Mo and Amber. Now you talk to those two. I just asked what your angels' names are. Mo, M-O-E, and the other one is Amber.
I have an angel named Mo. Tell me he doesn't sound like a drunk.
No.
Fine. Mo and Amber. Fine. I believe.
This girl making it out. She hard for me to be serious. This got me laughing.
I'm sorry.
But it's good. Laughter is good. I'll tell anybody. Laughter is good because it's healing. Well, that's what I got. I asked the angels, and they said Mo is a male and Amber is a female. And if you talk to both of them, ask them to show you. Say, Amber, if you're here, show me that you're here. And be open to everything, whether it's the television, the music, walking from one room to the next. Something is going to catch your attention. So that's what we want you to watch for. Be open. Like, oh,
perfect.
Oh, okay. I guess there is an angel named Amber. And then ask Mo. Mo is funny. Your angel Mo is like a comedian. He likes to have fun, so.
He likes his beer.
Anyway, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Nina?
I said he likes his beer.
I told you. I saw the Heineken before I even asked you guys. I saw him with a green bottle of Heineken. I thought.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Tell Mo, here's your beer. Now help me if you're here. Don't ask him to pop the cap off the bottle, because if you do, you're going to run out the house with your child.
Okay.
Come on, Nina. It's real. It's real.
Okay. I'm going to take notes about my Mo and Amber, and I'll update you guys next week.
Oh, yeah. You can update for that.
And also, Honeybee, on the real side, seriously, when you talk to your angels, Mo and Amber, or the other angels that I don't know right now, but I'm sure they're there with you, ask them for validation. Because since you don't know about angels, ask them for validation, and they will show you that they are present. You just open up, they'll show you that they're there.
This is good to know. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Honeybee, you know we always love to hear from you.
Yes, I love talking to my two favorite people on Sunday, but I will keep you updated, okay?
Yes, well, please do. Please do, young lady. And have
you.
A wonderful week, honey bee. All right, you're most welcome. Okay, and this looks like our last caller. Area code 302, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Karen, and thanks
Hi,
for taking
Karen.
My call.
You're most welcome.
And I'm calling, wondering what you see coming up for me and with a friend of mine, and his name is Tom.
Okay. I got water, and he's a sensitive. Whoa, that's interesting. I just got a feeling downstairs. I guess Tom is a good lover. I wasn't asking about sex, but all of a sudden it just thunk. I was like, ooh, okay. I got water. I got that he's sensitive. You probably already know he's a good lover. How does he feel towards you? Let's see. Little possessive sometimes, can be a little dominant. He likes to be in control. He loves to go. He's not really a homebody. Like, he believes in activities. You want to go to a barbecue, a picnic, or visit another couple, he's all for it. He's outgoing, so I'll say he has a charismatic personality. At times, he can be quiet or sullen. It kind of makes you wonder, is he moody, a moody person? I see that he might be a Capricorn. Capricorn or Aquarius? Aquarius is humanitarian. Capricorn is the goat. Engineing. What does that word mean, engineing? What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Nothing. I got a blank slate.
Yeah, no, I didn't. He's coming through for me. You guys, are you in your trial era of getting to know one another right now?
No, we've been friends for a number of years, but we're not seeing each other. And I was wondering if we start to see each other.
Oh, why not? Oh, well, I just told you about you, so... Yeah, you know, I get the feeling from him that he looks at you more like a sister than as a relationship. I mean, you know, it's good you've been friends, so I would have a conversation with him because he respects you. He thinks a hell of a lot of you. Yeah, so have a conversation with him. Do you
okay.
think this can go anywhere between me and you, or should it just remain friends? He might tell you, you want to take it to another level? You know, you have to ask him. He's not going to say that. But if you two have a conversation, yeah, we've been friends for years and blah, blah, you know, and I like it. What do you think? Do you think we should take this to another level, or should we just maintain friendship? And you'll see a spark in his eye. His eye going to start sparkling. So I'll just tell you like this, Karen. You two talk. Is it possible for you two to be together? Yes. Big yes. But you two just talk and figure it out. So I told you that he was sensitive. Something about water. I don't know if it's that he likes water or water can be a magnet too. But anyway, and what I say, water, sensitive, he's a good lover. Well, you know him. So is he dominating or controlling? You know, in his own life?
Not well, yes, in his own life, yeah, but
yeah.
not of me. So,
no. This is just his own life. Who he is, the person
right.
that he is. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's a good guy. I mean, I'm not picking up anything bad on his spirit, so he's a good guy. Go for it, Karen. Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, like I said, the man respects you. He respects you a lot, a hell of a lot. So, you know, if you have this conversation, he would not, no way look down. If anything, his eye might sparkle a little bit like, You know, but anyway it goes, it's still going to be good because you two have a lot of respect and love for each other. So it will be good either way.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And have a wonderful, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, and have a wonderful Sunday night.
Lenneth, can you take area code 702 next, please?
Yes, I sure can. Thank you, Karen, for calling, and I wish you and Tom the very best. Oops, I think I just knocked somebody off by mistake. Okay, area code 702, you're on the line with Lenneth and Nina.
Hi, ladies, how y'all doing?
Fine, and you? How you doing today?
All is well. I can't complain, really. Just like to figure out some things.
Okay, and what is your name, please?
My name is Keenan, calling from Las Vegas.
Okay, Keenan. Go ahead with your question.
I would like to know what you pick up generally, but also my real question is, like, how do you feel about my career? Because I do podcasting as well. I'm really trying to build something. How you see about that? I've been doing it for 7 years now. I just want to see if it's, you know, should I change something up?
Yeah, why aren't you working for a station, a radio station? Have you applied, Keenan? Major
offer.
Radio stations in Vegas, huh?
Yeah, I don't have the. Well, the requirements were what they're asking for.
That's what I saw. I saw Votech School. Thank you. I saw that first as you were talking that you need to go back to Votech School to define your skills, and a radio station would hire you because you already have experience on the podcast, so now you just have the other technical side of broadcasting, and they'll hire you. And you're not too old. You're still a young man, so why not do that? Go to a Votech school for broadcasting. I know they have them here in Washington. I don't know in Vegas if they have more, if you have to end up going to California. But anyway, once you do that and learn the technical aspect of it, you'll get hired. You'll get hired, Keenan. So, you know,
I want to ask about my podcast, though. Can I really... Is there something into my podcast, and can I build this up to make it more bigger?
More bigger. It's a hard road doing it podcast wise. You've got to spend the money for advertising and stuff like that. Lenneth has got a following basically because of what she does, but to build it up from scratch, it's a tough road.
Yeah, it takes a minute. I was in 4 years before I opened my own network, my own radio network. So, yeah, it takes a while. And I know you said you've been in it 7 years. Also, when Nina said advertising, if you want your show to blow up, you got to go to Facebook, Google, Twitter, and just blanket them, advertising about your show. And then that way you'll get people and open up your chat room as well as, you know, tell people to call in, but you got to advertise.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, I don't have a team of people that helps me. You know, I got like two different hosts, but they kind of still rely on me to do it all. And I load up the music, I bring the news, I try to do as much duration that I can, 3-4 hours a day. It's like kind of steering me away from the passion that I used to have for it.
So you have people, you have other people on your programs besides you doing the shows? You have other people doing shows?
Yes.
Okay, I can understand that you might get burned out. How many, well, see, for me, and I'm trying not to brag, I'm blessed because Miss Nina is my station manager. So she manages the radio network. I mean, not the station, but the radio network. She's the manager. So she makes sure everything is flowing well. Keenan, I see, but yeah. And you've been doing advertising.
I would go to broadcasting school, Stephen.
Excuse me?
I would go to broadcasting school if I was you.
Yeah. Quit blog talk and go back to school?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
when you see something turning around.
Because after you finish school, before you graduate from school, you're going to already start putting applications out there at the major radio stations so that they know, okay, you've graduated, you're ready to go to work, you've got experience from Blog Talk and your schooling, now you're ready. And you'll get hired. I see you getting hired at a major radio station in the future. So, you know, how long is the school? 3 months? 4 months? I don't know. Broadcasting school, and after that, like I said, before you finish, you start putting those applications out. So by the time you finish school, maybe take a couple of weeks to rest, you're at work. You're working for a major CBS or NBC or ABC radio station.
Well, thank you on the career. What do you see in general, like general around me right now? Any red flags I need to be looking out for? Or?
Well, you don't answer two questions. I'm just going to tell you, don't let people take your kindness for weakness, Keenan.
Thank you, Lennis. That's what I was seeing. There is somebody.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nina.
There's somebody around you that will take your kindness and run with it, and you don't need that. So just be aware of that.
You're male or female?
Male.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. I don't want to hold up too much of your time. I know you're ending the show.
Oh, no, that's okay, Keenan. Just remember, sometimes the people that are closest to us hurt us the worst.
I'm dealing with a personal thing. I can say I'm dealing with depression. Is there any kind of spiritual advice you can tell me I can kind of deal with that?
Therapy.
Real therapy.
I would. Yes, honey. Yes. Don't be too proud. Therapy. I just completed therapy last month. And I've been in it since January. Well, February, I should say. So, yeah, therapy.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate your time and answering my questions.
Can you call us back? Because I'd like to know how you're doing, okay?
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I will. I will do.
Okay, and we're going to be
y'all
praying
blessed,
for you.
Ladies.
I know Miss Nina will be sending Ricky, but I'm going to be praying for you, too, for your success and your schooling. Okay?
All right. I appreciate the love.
Okay. Oh, most definitely. We love you, too. Thank you, Keenan, for calling, and have a wonderful week. Okay, we've got time for one more call real quick. 708, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Go ahead.
That's
hi.
Hi, who's this?
That's Honeybee.
It is Honeybee. I called back because I couldn't hear on the PC. Do you have another caller in line, or can I ask a question for my best friend?
You can ask a question.
Okay, go ahead. No, you're the last one. Go ahead, honey.
Okay. Got a best friend named Tanya.
Okay.
She just moved back to Illinois from out of state, and she's trying to get her life together. She is just as confused, if not quite as confused, about her life and direction.
I'm getting a headache on the back of my head going around to my ears. Yowza. Stress. I see her mind is so chaotic and turning upside down, almost like a trampoline. It bounces back and forth. Wow.
Yep.
Ooh.
She needs to focus.
Yes. Oh my
God,
yes.
I've got that same headache, Lennis, and yeah, like trampoline action, like crazy. She needs to sit down and focus on what she wants in life. That's her biggest problem.
Man. Yeah. The angels would love to help her, but they don't know. You know, she's got to clarify, what does she want in life? I mean, we all want a job or a family, children, whatever. But what does she really want in life? And stick to that and settle down and calm down, number one. She's very active. She's very active. She needs to calm down.
Honeybee, I just got a message in the chat room from Keenan. He's not married.
Oh, hey, Keenan.
I'm hanging up. Shit. Oh, God. You know what? This has been a good show today because laughter is good. I don't know when I've laughed that hard. Oh, my God.
Mo
that
did
is
it.
So
Mo
good.
Did that. Linus, Mo hooked that up.
Oh, he did? Okay, thank you, Mo. You all right with me, bro? You all right? Oh, that's a nice way to end the show. Thank you, Honeybee. God bless
thank
you. That's
you.
A nice way to end. Nice way to end. Yeah, but your friend, yeah, for me and Nina Bowles, she just needs clarity and calm down a little bit. She'll be all right. She'll be all
yeah,
right
she
if
is
she'll
a,
be in the nut house. So she
yeah,
needs
she
to calm
is a very,
down.
Very loud. She's very stressed. She's very stressful. But she's like my best friend in the whole world, and I just tolerate it because I love her to death. But, yeah, she's wired, I should say.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's perfect. Well, she just needs to calm down. You know, get that beer, tell Mo to come on and help you. Calm her down. She'll be all right.
Perfect.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's coming
okay.
to the end, so, no, that's okay. You
yes,
stay
I would
on.
Like
I'm
to close it with the prayer. I want to be
all
here
right.
for prayer.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead, Honeybee. We'll let you do it.
No, I don't know how to pray. I know how to bow my head when somebody else is praying. You lead the way.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. I'm shy.
I call upon I call upon power, force, and love. And I would just want to say, first of all, thank you to all the callers that called in today and also the people in the listening audience, and thank you for the people in the chat room. God, we all need miracles in our lives, and I know you have sent two things to this earth to help all of us, and that was angels and miracles. So I'm asking for the angels to please show themselves to folks that they maybe not understand or don't know who their angels are, if you would make it plain and clear for them. And also miracles, that every day is a blessing and a miracle in all our lives. If you're able to stand up or even just to sit up or even to look up, then you are blessed, okay? And that is a miracle. I also, for people that are going through financial problems right now, God, I ask you to touch their mind and their heart, and also employers, that the people that are looking for jobs or trying to change their career, God, I ask you to touch them and let the employers know these people are ready to come to work today and start work, and they need money. And God, as you help these people with employment problems, also let the pay be high enough that they can live not only comfortable, but take care of their business, their personal business at home. God, I also ask you to be with people that are in relationships, and I know my time is coming, to be in relationships. Let the ladies and the men find people that are equal to them, and that they love them spiritually, mentally, and physically. And let both people, male and female, be a blessing to each other. Okay, I ask this now, things in the name of power, force, and love, which is God, the Holy Breath, and Jesus. So shall it be, it is done. Okay, is that all right for you now, Honeybee? Put me on front street. Huh?
Thank you, Lennis. That was beautiful.
Oh,
and I put,
welcome.
There was some noise coming from Honey's phone, so I kind of put her on hold.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But anyway,
okay.
Thank you all for being here today. It was a wonderful show. Brought lots of laughter, lots of love. For all of you in the chat room, you are awesome.
Yes. It was a good show today. I really enjoyed today's show. It was good. Thank you, everybody. We really do appreciate you. We do, and we love you, and we do pray for you. Me and Miss Nina, don't forget about you. Okay, well, Miss Nina, 10 seconds. Say goodbye.
Have a great Love you.
Love you too, Miss Nina. Goodbye, everybody. See you next Sunday.